In a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter. Just one of the many fine programs brought to you Sundays on NBC. Later this evening, listen to the NBC Star Playhouse with one of your favorite stars. Hear Meet the Press, America's number one newsmaking program. And be sure to keep tuned for the dramatic story of communism in America on Last Man Out. It's a wonderful lineup of great programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
I sure don't know where the town ever got that name, Quiet City. Every time I came through it, it was anything but quiet. In the old days, the Apaches were always stirring up trouble. After the Indians were moved onto the reservation, there was still plenty of excitement. Oh, there was shooting practically every weekend. At least that's how it was when I was here last. Of course, that was, about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. And now the town did seem sort of different at first glance. Anyhow, there were 20 or 30 new houses along the side of the creek there. The main street was a good 4 blocks longer than what I remember. Quiet City sure was growing up. There couldn't be any doubt about that. I figured the population must have reached the 1,000 mark, maybe even higher. And all that growing made the place seem, kind of settled and businesslike. To tell you the truth, Quiet City was almost quiet. Anyhow, I headed Scar over to the hitching rail in front of the sheriff's office and pulled up. Whoa, boy. Whoa, Scar. Whoa. The door to the office was open.
Something I can do if you... Britt!
Hello, Hank. How are you?
Britt, you old son of a gun. Why didn't you let a body know you were heading this way?
Well, I didn't know it myself till last week. Tim Parker came into some property over by Fulton. He asked me to sit on it for a couple months till he could take charge.
Oh, Fulton, huh?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Farming land.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tim wasn't certain.
That's all there is over that way now. There ain't no more ranches, Britt. Just farms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess this part of the country's changing.
Yeah, some, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. I sure wouldn't have recognized Quiet City, Hank. It's not a small town anymore, is it?
No, we've done our share of growing. There ain't no doubt about that.
Well, more than your share, I'd say.
But the people are the same, Britt. Oh, maybe they buy more ready-made clothes than they used to and send most of their kids to school, but that's just a skin change. Underneath, they ain't no different.
Still giving you trouble, huh?
No, I've got them under a tight rein most of the time. But if I was to turn them loose, well, we'd be right back to where we was 20 years ago.
Oh, I don't know about
that. Well,
I
do. Mm-hmm. Well, what I mean is, Britt, you can't expect human nature to start improving overnight, you know.
Oh, that's true enough, yeah.
But some folks don't see it my way. They think that just because we've got churches and a schoolhouse and a railroad depot, we're like them towns back east, peaceful and half asleep, where all you need a sheriff for is to lock up the Saturday night drunks. Why, back there, they don't even call them sheriffs. They call them peace officers. Well, I ain't no peace officer. I'm a sheriff. And this is still the West.
Sure, Hank.
Just drop
right.
My guard once. That's all I'd need to do. They'd be killing each other right out there in the main street.
Yeah, well, I guess you'd be the best judge of that. How's Buzz? How's he?
Oh, about the same.
Yeah, full grown, I'll bet. How old is he now?
20, last birthday.
No.
Yeah, he's a big fellow, too. 6'3".
Oh, well, taller than you are, huh?
An inch or so.
Uh-huh. You made him a deputy yet?
What are you talking about?
Well, you always said that when the time came, you were going to fix it so Buzz could just slide right into your boots. Don't you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. But sometimes things don't work out the way a man plans.
Oh?
You know, Buzz has got ideas of his own. Crazy fool ideas. I offered him a job working with me, but he wouldn't have none of it. He's aiming to leave Quiet City.
Oh, is that so?
And you know why, Britt? So's he can go to school.
Uh-huh, I say.
It ain't as if I didn't see to it that he got his learning. I promised his ma before she died. Promised her I'd see that he was brung up right. And then I kept my word, too. I sent him the very first day Jane Weatherby started teaching. And I didn't take him out when he'd learned to just read and write and figure. No, I let him keep on till he got his diploma. I guess that's where I was wrong. I should have took him out before he got too smart for his own good.
Oh, now, heck, now. The more education a man gets, the better he's off.
I ain't so sure of that. Life ain't in books. How much schooling did you have?
Well, a little more wouldn't have done me any harm.
You've made out all right, and so have I. So would Buzz if he'd come to his senses and stay here where he belongs.
When's he leaving?
Oh, he was getting his things together when I left the house this morning. Maybe he's gone by now for all I know.
Oh, no, he wouldn't do that, not without saying goodbye to you.
Britt.
Yeah?
I was just thinking. If Buzz still is here, if he hasn't left yet, maybe you could talk.
Oh, now, hold on.
He won't listen to me, Britt.
No,
but
no.
If you was to... Oh.
Hello, Pa.
What do you want, Buzz?
Well, I'd like to speak to you if you're not too busy, that is.
For a minute, Heck didn't answer. He just stared at the leather satchel in his son's hand. Buzz was a big fellow, all right. Husky, plenty of muscles. But somehow his face didn't match his body, especially his eyes. They were kind of tired looking. And he kept blinking as though he wasn't used to the daylight. And there were wrinkles in his forehead, too. Not the kind you get from riding against the sun. Just little creases that made him look older than he really was.
Well, Buzz, with all your fancy education, ain't you got manners enough to speak to Britt Ponsett?
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't recognize you. It's been quite a spell.
I can't say I blame you, Buzz. I wouldn't have known you in a month of Sundays. Well, if you'll excuse me, I...
No, there's no reason for you to go, Britt. I just wanted to tell Pa goodbye, huh? Taking the 4 o'clock train east, Pa.
I see.
Well, I'll be back someday.
That's mighty considerate of you.
Well, so long.
Just you hold up a minute, young fella. You won't pay no attention to me, I know that. Well, Britt here ain't got no axe to grind. If he says you're loco, if he says you're going off on a wild goose chase, maybe then you'll...
Now, Heck, this isn't any of my concern, and even if it was...
You ain't heard it all, Britt. You don't know what he aims to do with his extra schooling. A lawyer. That's what he wants to be.
Oh?
That's what I'm going to be, Pa.
Tell him the rest of it, Buzz. Tell him how you're going to come back here and practice law. Ain't that rich, Britt? Quiet City is going to have a full-fledged lawyer.
Look, Pa, do we have to go all over that again?
Why, you'll be the laughingstock. This town ain't got no use for a lawyer. Never will have. A sheriff. That's what the town will need, a new sheriff. I ain't getting any younger, Britt. First thing you know, I'll be 60. A 60-year-old sheriff won't be able to hold folks in check. Not for long.
Yeah, sure, they'll need a new sheriff, and I'm sorry that I'm just not the man for the job.
You could be that man if you wanted
yes,
to.
Yes, but I don't want to, Pa. I want to be a lawyer, and I'll be more used to the town that way.
Ah.
Oh, look, you've got to understand, these are different times.
What's so different about them?
Everything. You think we're still living on the frontier. You think that star in your vest and that six-gun in your holster is still the only law around here. Well, you're wrong, Pa. You're dead wrong. This isn't the frontier anymore. You're not the law. You're just supposed to carry it out.
Ain't that what I've been doing all these years?
Pa, look... I'm not saying that your way isn't what the town needed once, but your job is done. You can't expect me to take up where you left off. I'm not you, Pa. This isn't the same town it was. These people aren't the same ones who settled here 20 years ago.
Britt, you see what I mean, Britt.
Well, maybe he's right, Heck.
You think everything's changed, too?
Well, some things, anyway. Well,
what about folks themselves, deep down inside? They're still the same. Some of them are decent and law-abiding, and others as mean as the devil and always will be.
Just won't believe the town's civilized now, will you?
You'll see how civilized it is when the chips are down. You'll see, Mr. Lawyer.
Well, looks like we just don't agree, Pa, and we never will, so... It's nice seeing you again, Britt.
Yeah, good seeing you, Buzz.
So long, Pa. Good luck.
Hey, Buzz, you're on there, man.
Yeah, I hear, Doc.
Well, tell him to get out to James Martin's place. There's been a shooting. Pipe Pomper done it. Folks say that James is hurt bad. Now tell your
pa
to get right out there.
Okay, Doc, I tell him.
There you are. That's how much Quiet City has changed, Buzz. Folks still shooting each other, still taking the law in their own hands. Sure are civilized, ain't they?
I'll go with you, Pa.
What for? So as you can advise Pipe Clamper of his lawful rights when I arrest him? Get out of my way, Buzz. I've got work to do.
Ain't been a shooting, Brett, for over 2 years, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon there's been one today.
Yep. Looks like Pa was right. All my talk about this town growing up, it's just what it was, talk.
Maybe so.
Well, I better get over to Jason Norton's and see if Pa needs help. He's not as young as he used to be if he tries to take Pipe Clamper alone.
Well, do you think he'd let you help him even if he needed it?
No, I guess he wouldn't. But somebody... But?
No, he wouldn't appreciate me interfering in his business either.
Well, now, if you just happened to be riding out east of town, sort of stopped off.
East, huh?
Yeah. The Norton Ranch is right next to old Ms. Bradley's place.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
That's so, huh. Well, that's quite a coincidence.
Oh?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was figuring on dropping in on Maddie Bradley before I left town. Maybe have supper with her if she invited me.
Mm-hmm. It's getting on toward supper now.
Oh, you don't say. Time sure does fly, doesn't it? I had no idea that way.
We'll return to James Stewart as the Six Shooter in just a moment. But right now, I want you to hear something that may startle you. At least, I hope it will. It's simply this. Within the next 20 seconds, a fire will break out somewhere in the United States. Lives may be lost, property damaged, homes or buildings destroyed. Yes, there are 4,600 fires in America each day of the year. They kill 11,000 persons and disfigure or severely burn thousands more. By obeying a few simple rules of fire prevention from now on, you and I can protect ourselves and our families from this devastating menace. Rule one is an obvious one. Don't smoke in bed or discard lighted cigarettes carelessly. Rule two, clean out old newspapers, magazines, and other inflammable debris. Rule three, use only those cleaning fluids which will not burn. And last but not least, be careful with matches. Above all, keep them out of the reach of small children. Remember, it doesn't pay to gamble with fire. The odds are against you every time.